Leo, I guess arriving here today, you'd have had rather different expectations to the way things eventually turned out.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, with Andy and Colin winning that all important doubles last night, especially the way they did it. Obviously, we had a lot of good feeling, momentum coming into the final day. We're obviously absolutely gutted that we're obviously not going to look forward to a semi-final tie, but I think fair play to the Italians today. I thought they played absolutely brilliantly. Fabio obviously showed his class. I still think Andy played a good match though, and showed that, you know, he's getting very close to where he wants to be. I think he's played well all weekend. Very, very tough for him, and clearly he's put the team first yet again for his own well-being. Andreas there played a very good match. Very, very solid against James. That James showed again why he's got an opportunity to keep moving his ranking up. Showed a lot of good tennis over the weekend. We're very disappointed.
James, I felt that maybe Seppi might be showing signs of stress just when the rain came. I don't know, do you feel that had any effect on the match?
A little bit. I mean, we were both struggling to hold serve. It was heavy court, it was slow, so it was obviously a bit easier to return. Each game went to juice advantage. Every game there was chances for both of us, and then it went his way and got on top of me a bit more in the second. But I thought we played a good match and just disappointed, yeah.
James, do you think you played better versus Fognini than today? Since today in the first set, there were 6 breaks out of 10, I think, in the first set. Or 7, sorry.
What do you think?
I thought you played better the other day.
Okay, so
What is your opinion?
Well, obviously, look, I played a good match against Fabio. It was a good level. Taking a set off him is, and 6-2 isn't easy to do, as you saw today, what sort of player he can be when he plays very well. But again, Seppi played very well against me today. I don't think he gave me much. He didn't miss too many balls, and obviously I wanted to play a bit better, but it doesn't always happen like that, and I gave my best, as I always do, and it wasn't to be.
Leon, do you think Andy was at all affected by having to play twice yesterday? Obviously it wasn't ideal, but do you think it had any effect?
It's obviously demanding for him. I mean, he's playing a lot of court hours, and we still have to remember he's still building up back to full fitness from what was a long and lengthy time out last year. But as I say, every passing week he just seems to be getting better and better. You know, obviously played well in Miami, good match with Novak. He's come here, he's played a lot of tennis on clay again, and he's playing well. So, I mean, I think it bodes well for him. Overall, the result's tough, but overall I think everyone's fought as hard as they could. They've played well. For sure, obviously it makes a difference for the Italians having a home tie and getting that choice of a very heavy, thick, mud-like court. Obviously helps them, so fair play. It's good.
To both James and Leon, just taking the positives out of this, haven't we shown in the last year that this is where Britain belongs in terms of tennis? We shouldn't be playing in Vilnius to try and stay in that level. We should be playing at this level.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing I'm pleased at. I mean, obviously we're all gutted this now, and rightly so. Losing sucks, doesn't it? But I think when we look at where we're at and where we've come from in the last few years, it's been a really good journey. And we'll learn from this again. I mean, the atmosphere is still different to what we've experienced in the past. And for all of us, we'll learn from it and keep looking to improve. But what's good about now until, we'll have a draw in September to look forward to. We've got the 2015 World Group campaign. And the job between now and then is, Andy's going to get back to his best again, which is good. So next year, he's going to be even stronger. And then the job now is to keep working and helping, supporting James, Dan, and then down the line, Kyle as well, to make sure, our number two spot keeps getting stronger and stronger for World Group Tennis. And I'm sure our doubles players will continue to improve as well, because you know, they'll get back to playing amongst their best tennis, so we just got to keep improving. And yeah, a few years ago we'd have been looking at this thinking, yeah, this is progress.
I think we all expected it wasn't going to be a particularly garden party like atmosphere out there. It took the Italians a little bit of a while, a bit of time to get there, get warmed up, as it were, probably today. But what did you make of the atmosphere? I mean, clearly there was some goading on both sides. Do you think it was within the rules, so to speak, or it's fair?
Oh yeah, great. I mean, this is Davis Cup, and you know, this is what we should have. It's a great atmosphere. This is why the players, staff, fans, everybody will continue to enjoy this competition, because it's like no other. You can't do that anywhere else, really. I mean, some tournaments maybe you get away with it a little bit more with the home sort, but this is why people love this competition. This is why all the players want to put the country on the back of their shirt, because it's like nothing other. And we'll have our turn to have it in a next home tie, and I really hope we do get one the start of next year, so we can, you know, pack a big arena and do it, you know, amazing for the fans and players, because after three tough away ones, I think it would be great to give this team a big home tie.
Sorry, Leon, just specifically about Andy, you obviously know him as well as anybody. From what you've seen, how would you kind of assess his prospects going into the clay court season?
Well, I mean, okay, take this weekend. I mean, he beat Seppi in straight sets, which is a good result. He's played a very, very tough doubles match, and then he's come up against, you know, one of the most informed clay court players in Fabio. I think it would be slightly different if it was a complete fresh match. But I think he looks good. I mean, I think it's probably helped that he's had a tie in September in Umag, and then obviously in sort of beginning of February in San Diego on clay, and now this one, it's given him a head start on the surface as well, which will be good for him. But I think he's playing well. I thought he played well this weekend, and he'll just get better from here.
Leon, as a Scot yourself, and I know this may seem like a weird question, have you given any thought to what impact the referendum in September could have on, you know, what you might decide to do in terms of Davis Cup captaincy, what it would mean for Andy, for Colin, various others?
Oh, not really. No more than just the usual banter in the locker room that which team would win if it separated. But apart from that, not much more. No, honestly, not much more. I mean, I can't really comment on it because I'd be talking like an absolute numpty because I haven't read up about it enough. I need to sort of do a crash course pretty quick. But no, I'll look into the actual vote itself. But from the tennis side, no, I haven't thought about it. Good question, though.
Can I ask you a question, please?